Reading from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Majjhalila 13, verse 111. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Emata Tandava Nitya Kaili Katashana Bhava Visheshe Prabhura Aveshila Mana. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had performed his devastating dance for some time, his mind entered into a mood of ecstatic love. Tandava Nitya Chari Sarupere Ogyadila Vidya Janiya Sarupa Vaite Lagya. After abandoning the dancing, the Lord ordered Srup Damodar to sing. Understanding his mind, Srup Damodar began to sing as follows. Seta Parananatta Panu Yaha Lagi Madana Hane Juri Genu. Now I've gained the Lord of my life, in the absence of whom I was being burned by Cupid and was withering away. Purport. This song refers to Srimati Radharani's meeting with Krishna at the holy place of Kurukshetra. The Lord Sri Krishna and his brother and sister came to visit when there was a solar eclipse. It is a song of separation from Krishna. When Radharani met Krishna at Kurukshetra, she remembered his intimate association in Vrindavan. And she thought, now I've gained the Lord of my life. In his absence, I was being burned by the arrow of Cupid, and thus I was withering away. Now I have my life again. Om Yanitimrandasya Gyanam Jana Shalakaya Daksu Unmutam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Dapitam Yena Bhutare Ayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Papadantikam. Ripa Sindhu Vaiva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasade Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, greetings from New York City, the Bhakti Center. It's been an ecstatic, I guess that's cliche, but it has been. I gave class on Tuesday, Thursday, every morning for Bhagavatam class, and then today in the morning, and now, and then I'll give afterwards. I may conserve my energy here so I have something left for the class, but we'll talk about Gaur Lila. I read from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, when I was in class on Thursday, being such a vast subject, Chaitanya Charitamrita, I wanted to just give a simple way to understand perhaps a complex subject. It's a very beautiful subject. The concept of Chaitanya. And I gave the analogy, I told people to meditate. And what I want to do is explain the tattva, the understanding of Chaitanya, which I believe is such a beautiful theological concept of divinity. And then bring it up to here, which is in the Anchalila, the end of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life, the last 18 years. First six, I think, we're in right now because it's still the Madhyalila. He's come to fulfill the internal purpose. There's an internal purpose and there's an external purpose. The internal purpose is what you do for yourself. And the external purpose is what you do for others. Whereas, why has he come? Patita pavana etu tavarata masama patita prabhu na pahibear patita pavana etu tava avatar. Patita pavana hetu. The cause is patita pavana. He comes to deliver the most fallen. That's the external cause. External doesn't mean superficial. It means what he does for others. And then there's the internal cause. What he does for himself. So the internal cause, I gave an analogy to help understand that. We can discuss that analogy. Just a meditation. If you think of a loving mother, you think of a mother you know that's very loving, and think of her with one of her children or a favorite child, and feel the energy that's going between them. It's one energy called love, and it's relished from two sides. The child is the object of love. The mother is the subject of love. So, they're both enjoying love, but the mother enjoys more. So in the same way, in different relationships, you can be Krishna. Krishna can be your child. Krishna can be your lover. Krishna can be your lord. But Krishna is the object of love. God is the object of love. He's the object of the devotee's love. And the mother, in relationship to the child, she's enjoying more. It's the same energy, just tasted from different sides. The energy, the same energy that comes out of one's heart goes to someone else's heart. One person tastes it as the object of love, the beloved, and one tastes it as the subject of love, or the lover. So Krishna is the object of our love. And that's how God enjoys. This is the beautiful concept that we can look at here in this world, that everyone is searching for pleasure. Pleasure is love. If this is the guiding principle here, why shouldn't this exist in the ultimate reality? So that's our concept, that it exists in the ultimate reality. There's an exchange of love. It's pleasure. The principle, there's a pleasure principle. And it begins with God. And he's enjoying. He's enjoying the love of his devotees. But in that relationship, the devotee enjoys more than God. So for God to be complete in his love and his pleasure, he must take the position of his devotee. And which devotee? His topmost devotee, Sri Radha. And when? At the height of his love. So that's the internal reason for Krishna's appearance as Chaitanya. God wants to be a devotee, and I explained that in the class. So he doesn't have love of Godhead. So Chaitanya is the existential, eternal principle of God enjoying enjoying love of himself and enjoying attaining that love. And in attaining that love, showing us how we can get it. That's the story of Chaitanya. It's just a beautiful concept. God becoming a devotee. Becoming a devotee means having love. Not just the shaved head. And the Sikha, when I first came to the temple and Prabhupada came, you know, I was just visiting and I had a mustache. And they said all the devotees may come to get the prasad from Prabhupada. And I said, can I also come? Because I didn't have a shaved head. I didn't have a devotee. Remember, they said, you can also come. They never said I was a devotee. You can also come. A devotee is not an external thing. It's one that has a relationship with God. Love comes in relationship. So that's our goal in life, that we have to develop our relationship with God. And it means the love of a natural connection with God in a particular relationship. So it's such a beautiful concept. God is searching to love himself and therefore become complete in his pleasure. So, there's so many stories. Lord Chaitanya is, he's actually just he's a Sanskrit teacher. And he has students and he's trying to earn his living. He's married. Simple student. Of course, there are symptoms that he's extraordinary. When Keshava Kashmiri, the Nimbar Acharya, comes to Navadvip, and in those days, the culture was the heavyweight champion was more or less the best scholar, not the best wrestler or something. So he challenged Lord Chaitanya. Well, the people of Navadvip, who were proud of their logistics, they were afraid of this Keshava Kashmiri, because in those days, if someone defeats you, you have to become their disciple. They thought if Nimai challenges. Then if he loses, what's the harm? And if he wins, it'll be great glory. So Keshava Kashmiri, they were having this challenge. Keshava Kashmiri asked him to, well, she challenged first, compose 100 verses on the glories of the Ganga. As quick as the blowing of the wind, Keshava Kashmiri, in perfect Sanskrit rhyme, gave 100 verses. And then Lord Chaitanya was able to point out the minor discrepancy. Bhavani part two, he needed to rhyme. He needed the last syllables to rhyme with U, two. Bhavani part two. And he also, in the poem about the Ganga, he needed to mention Lord Shiva. So he used the word Bhavani Bhartu, the husband of the wife of Lord Shiva. So no doubt Lord Shiva is the husband of the wife of Lord Shiva, but it has an ambiguity that maybe she has another husband. So he pointed out these minor discrepancies. Anyway, he was mostly a logician and wasn't really demonstrating. And then when his father died, he went to offer oblations to the forefathers, and he went to Gaya. He meets his guru. And that's where love is. Actually, love, we have a nature to serve, but real love comes from God. And it can be transferred to our hearts from the great souls who love God. They can give us that mercy. In fact, it's described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that that's exactly what happens. Mandabhamate Konya Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Dasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Deej. We're wandering from universe to universe, species of life to species of life, until by the mercy of Guru and Krishna we get the Bhakti Lata Deej. The taste, the conception, the idea, based on the experience, love God is the highest thing. And at the degree that you open your heart to that, by the offering to serve the will of God, is to the extent that energy that allows you to do so will enter into your heart. So for Lord Chaitanya, it fully entered into his heart. And this can happen to us if we surrender. And energy can enter fully into our hearts. And when it enters fully into our hearts, we can become transformed. It's God's energy. It's God's loving potency. The essence of its bliss potency. Our main service is to somehow purify ourselves so that God gives us that energy which we can offer back to him so he can enjoy love. But at the same time, God himself now wants that energy in his own heart. So now he gets it. He gets it. And then it's like a seed of beauty that has to be cultivated. So when he comes back to Navadvip, he's completely, completely transformed. completely transformed because he's overwhelmed with emotional anxiety and he's crying all the time. But basically, he can't function. He can't function in intense emotion. And the most consummate emotion is love, and this is love to the ultimate degree. And then with that love, the heart becomes overwhelmed with compassion. Because unless you get that value of love, you may not recognize how sad it is to be without it. The same time that we're discussing this morning, to embody the grasping that he's chasing that love, comes the intense desire to distribute it. The intense desire to distribute it. And he decides that he'll give his life to this. And then he takes sannyas. And then the Adi Leela and the Seshi Leela, the first 24 years of the Adi Leela, the second 24 years of the Seshi Leela. The Seshi Leela is divided into two. As the Madhya Leela and the Anchi Leela, Madhya Leela, he travels. And then, that's 6 years, in the last 18 years of his life. He's in Puri, so we hear in Puri. And he's here to fulfill his internal mission, which is to have an experience of love of Godhead, at the height of love, that there his devotee is experiencing, specifically Radha. We learn a lot about this kind of practice. He's sitting in Puri. And he's chanting the holy name. Most powerful means of bringing bhakti into the heart. And he's enhancing the meditation of absorption by increasing his love for the person whose name he is chanting. So he's always listening to the Bhagavatam. He's always listening to the Bhagavatam. He goes every day to the Tota Gopinath Mandir. And Radha, who has now come in the form of Gadadhar, with the purpose of serving Krishna. Well, what's Krishna's intent? To get love of Godhead. How do you get it? Through the Bhagavatam. And he teaches him the Bhagavatam every day, which just increases the sambandha or relationship with the name and the absorption of the name. So he hears the Bhagavatam, he hears books based on the Bhagavatam, he sings the songs. Yaso Mati Nandana Rajabara Nagara Okula Ranjana Kana Navani Rana Nindita Ka
Shanti Param Sasagara Dagara Bhupa Param Shubham Kim Acharu Sikam Nasikam Krishna Nidim Vajrajasitam Hare Krishna Nidim. So he's in Puri and he's cultivating. He's cultivating. Cultivation means absorption. Absorption in love means relationship. He's cultivating his relationship, and there's this absorption. And he's tasting what? He's tasting what he came to experience. And he's specifically listening to these stories of Radha in separation at the height of her love. He's specifically hearing about Krishna at Kurukshetra. Hearing about Krishna and Radha's feelings when Krishna leaves the rasa dance. He's meditating on when Akura takes Krishna and Davin. Meditating on the feelings of the feelings that he wants to experience, that Krishna wants to experience. But he's hearing those things. And now we're reading here. He's absorbing himself in kirtan, which invokes special feelings of bliss. So he's doing the kirtan. The kirtan is so thunderous. We explained yesterday that the rag and the tal, they invoke certain sentiments in the heart of love, actually. They make one more and more absorbed in the object of one's love and the name, which is not different. It's not like Chaitanya Krishna, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. So Lord Chaitanya is doing kirtan. And what is kirtan? Kirtan is when the love in the heart is expressed by the discipline of music. That of love, Lord Chaitanya is organizing the kirtan, love the Lord, love the Jagannath. That's his issue today. He's organizing the kirtan. And it's so beautiful. Srivas Thakur, who is specifically given that service by Lord Chaitanya to have kirtans in his home. And so it's organized. It's five respondents and one chanter. It's not just one party. There's many, many parties. Many, many people can hear the kirtan and become. And at one time, Lord Chaitanya, all the parties enter together. When they enter together, there's such a 14 Madhavas play. Together. But what happens is the rhythm and the melodies is so deeply invoking the devotional sentiments that, and this is what happens in kirtan, good rhythm and good melody recedes the background. The name and the communion with Krishna becomes so powerful. And the very unique thing about this Ratha Yatra festival is you can worship particular deities, and sometimes a deity like Radha Giridhari or Kali and Krishna have a particular pastime. But Krishna, the form of Jagannath, is not only the form of Krishna in separation from Radha, a little bit esoteric. But she performs that pastime to the Ratha-yatra. So Lord Chaitanya is now fulfilling the internal reason for his descent. And he's showing us that this is our objective, this is our goal. That we have to bring this love into our hearts. Because it's only that love that ultimately will please Krishna. If our objective is bhakti, bhakti is the path to please. So that love is what pleases. It's what pleases God. It's what pleases everyone. And unless you get it, your life is a failure. So, well, Chaitanya is relishing the mood of that festival. And it's the feelings of his separation that he's come to. Because imagine what happens to love in this height of separation. So he's come to relish this. He's come to deeply relish this. And part of that relishment process of increasing love is to have songs and poetry that encapsulate that love in such a profound way that upon hearing it, that love comes to your heart. Well, Chaitanya is just crying, now I have the Lord in my life. After so many years of separation, he's finally meeting. But then, as he's enjoying the separation, you can imagine. So Lord Chaitanya is relishing what he's come to, what he's come for. What he's come for, and he's eating that. So first, he's feeling, now I've gained the Lord of my life. But then, he sees that the Lord of his life has now embraced such a position as the king, that surrounded by his retinue and his subjects, he can't inhibit his romantic feelings. And therefore, even in union, there's such deep separation. What does that feel like? That's what Lord Chaitanya came to give. I may have to leave a little earlier today. I'm sorry, but I can entertain any questions.
Anybody have any questions? Anybody can say hello?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, Gaur Bhakta Das.
Okay, hello. Who else said something? Anybody else like to say
Krishna, hello? Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Gail.
This is Gail. You must be on the train or something.
Yeah, I'm in Penn Station waiting.
Yeah, I know the Penn Station, yeah. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Happy Gaur Purnim.
Thank you. Thank you. I was actually falling asleep during part of the class here.
Oh.
I got up at 1:30, so I guess it kind of hit me at the wrong time. But. Okay. Nice to hear from you. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Henry calling from Alachua.
And my spies are everywhere. I heard that you were staying with Mr. Cone.
Indeed.
Okay, wonderful. I love how you do that.
And
Ritattva Goswami
is staying here also.
Wonderful. Wow. What a wonderful Sangha, huh? Amazing.
Oh, yes.
Wonderful. Looking forward to spend some time with you soon, actually. Maybe a week or so, 2 weeks. We'll be there.
Wonderful.
Okay, great. Anybody else like to say hello?
Haribo Mara, Shastra Das.
Okay, the faithfuls are there. Excuse me that the class is not as long today as usual. You know, because I actually already gave another class this morning, but we'll pick up. Anybody else like to say hello? Okay, well, we're going to end early today. Just excuse me. We'll be back on track by next week when Shukopa 3 episode.